Back here, iwi opponents to iron sand mining say the Crown is once again trying to restrict its rights over the foreshore and seabed. Trans-Tasman Resources has been in the Supreme Court this week in a bid to get previous decisions against it overturned. The offshore mining company's case argues that the Court of Appeal got it wrong on aspects of environment and treaty law. RNZ's Mirjana Johnson is covering the Supreme Court case and is with us now. Kia ora, Mirjana. How does this case affect Māori rights to the foreshore and seabed?
Yes, well, what's happening here, Taranaki iwi, Ngāti Ruanui and Te Kahui o Rauru, they're arguing that as iwi which have settled their treaty claims that they have rights over this marine area. Now, if you you remember the controversial foreshore and seabed legislation in 2004, where the government of the day said that the Crown owned the foreshore and seabed. Well, fast forward to 2011, and that controversial act was replaced with the Marine and Coastal Area Takutai Moana Act, which took the position no one owned the foreshore and seabed and Māori had customary claims that they could make. However, legal counsel for Trans-Tasman Resources, the offshore mining company, Paul Majuri, is arguing that those Marine and Coastal Area Act claims, or MACA claims, which are yet to be heard by the High Court, are exempt from consideration when the EPA is making a decision on these offshore mining consents. And so that does include Ngāti Ruanui, who are still waiting for their MACA claim to be heard.
Okay, so Trans-Tasman Resources argument, just give us the outline of that.
Yeah, so what's happening with there, they're arguing that the Court of Appeal on the environmental aspects put too much emphasis on environmental protection when it declined the consent, which is not what they argue is what the Act says. One of its lawyers, its other lawyers, Justin Smith, told the Supreme Court that economic benefits must be weighed up alongside the impact to the environment. He also argued that this marine environment, it's not unique or special, and that impacts on it would be moderate or even negligible. In regards to those treaty aspects, as I've mentioned, Paul Majuri, he says that the Court of Appeal made a mistake when it ruled in April this year that existing interests in the Act included tangata whenua's relationship with the marine environment, or kaitiakitanga. He also says the Te Tiriti o Waitangi clause does not require it to give effect to the principles of the treaty, although this was rebutted by Justice Joe Williams.
And where does the Crown fit into all of this?
Yeah, so the Attorney General, David Parker, he applied earlier this month to intervene to make submissions on the Treaty of Waitangi and Māori customary interests. So while he's not taking a position on the case, the argument being put forward by the Crown lawyer, Damon Ward, does align with the Trans-Tasman Resources view that existing interests don't include unsettled MACA claims. He's also saying that there may be overlapping iwi claims, and it's not up to the EPA as the decision maker on offshore mining and consents to deal with these. Now, this was pushed back by Justice Williams, says there's clearly no issue with overlapping claims in this case, and if there are issues in the future, they can be dealt with at that time. And Justice Glazebrook also pointed out that those Māori customary rights, which were extinguished by the Foreshore and Seabed Act, were restored when MACA came into force in 2011.
So how have iwi and environmental groups, who've so far won both the High Court and the Court of Appeal, have they addressed those arguments?
So on the issue of the EPA being confronted with overlapping claims, one of the lawyers representing iwi, Horiana Irwin Easthope, she presented some information to the justices, which she said could guide the EPA on those overlapping claims. And on the environmental aspects, Robert McGill, who's representing various fishing companies, says there just isn't enough information on the marine environment itself and how it would be impacted by the mining. Therefore, environmental protection, there must be a greater requirement for it because those impacts are unknown. And today we'll hear closing submissions with the appeal set to wrap up by lunchtime.
Thank you very much. That is Mirjana Johnson covering that court case.